Good afternoon. You're speaking to Leah at MMA Legal.
Hi, my lovey. It was just a wee something bobbed into my head. I take it you've got my details flashed up, or did they flash up?
Let me just grab them up. Can you just do for data protection just your
yes.
full name, date of birth, and postcode for me?
It's Helen Martin, and it's 26 Firmier Avenue, Closeburn, Delta Golf 3, Fife Hotel, Yankee, and 31st of the 10th, 1990.
Perfect. And just for your awareness, the call is recorded for training and monitoring.
Yep, no problem.
Perfect. How can I help?
So when we were talking earlier, it kind of bobbed into my head after I left. It won't like hold much bearing at the moment, but when we get to kind of waiting on the panel stage, we could maybe ask them for consideration of financial hardship at the moment because of my daughter's health concerns, the fact that both me and my partner are unable to work at the moment. Do you know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
My daughter's going to lose full mobility for months at a time. She's going from walking to not walking, so that's going to be significant enough for them to maybe consider it once we get to that panel waiting stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I do agree. I think that could be definitely something that is worth mentioning.
Yeah, and I can get some clinical letters and say, oh, I don't know, can I share them with you?
I think we would be getting the medical documents for yourself, not for your daughter.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if I can. I'll see. I could be able to find something that would pull together to show, you know, what I'm saying going on, you know.
I can definitely mention it to my manager and see his perspective as well. If you've got if you've got some time, if I pop myself on mute, then I can speak to him now and try and get you an answer.
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Just give me 2 minutes.
Because if I spoke to my GP and said how I'm feeling about his knee surgery, that would then be in my history.
Hiya, Helen.
Hey, my lovey.
Hi, I just spoke to my manager there. So there's no guarantee that it can be taken into consideration, but it's definitely worth a mention.
Perfect. Thank you, my lovey. I'll leave that with you now.
Yeah.
I thought if we can't get around, if it would cause a data breach, me sharing anything about my daughter, what I can do is go to the GP, see how I'm feeling to them.
Is your daughter claiming Scottish redress?
She's not. But I mean, in the sense of, like, we could use it to push it forward, do you know?
It definitely, it's a sticky one because it's not that we're ready to go. But it's waiting for these documents to come back.
Yeah, I know it won't mean anything now, but I know they're taking about a year to even get to panel at the minute.
Yeah.
So once we get to that kind of stage, it might just be
something we can discuss, especially closer to the time when we're, you know, because after we get all of your information back, we do something with you called a witness statement, going over all the evidence that we have received. Obviously, you'll receive the evidence first. But it'll be discussing the parts that we can use for Scottish redress and discussing.
Because that's the thing as well. One other thing we didn't really consider was the fact that I have went through a significant medical diagnosis, years of treatment and surgeries on my door, as well as dealing with the case as well.
Absolutely.
So we can highlight both to help one along, maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I'll put these in your file after this call as well. So they're there. They're on the system. People can see them. It's definitely something worth mentioning. It'll just be a case of closer to the time coming to some sort of arrangement on how we can go around it.
Yep, perfect. Thank you, my lovey.
No
nice speaking
at
to
all.
You.
You too.
Cheers.
Take care, Helen.
Bye.
Bye.